This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us in Montana. Kyle, have you noticed that, in the old days, like I'm talking, let's say the 1970s, 1980s, maybe even up to the 1990s, we had replaceable wheel bearings in the front axles of cars and trucks, and they had hubcaps, and you could pop off the hubcap. I'm not talking about a wheel cover, class. I'm talking about that little small cap the size of a cue ball, you know, or a small orange, and you can cut that in half, and it'd be like the size of a hubcap. And take that out, and you could take the bearings out and grease them and repack them and put them back in, and they seem to last the entire life of the car, as compared to today, where we have sealed, non-greasable, lubricated for life hubs that fail, and then you have to replace this whole assembly. So instead of a $2, $3, $4 wheel bearing that might need to be replaced, but I've never really had to do that because I've never had one fail on me in my own vehicles because I grease them. Whereas we have now non-serviceable hubs that replace the greasable wheel bearings, and you can't grease these hubs, and they wear out, and they're several hundred dollars to fix. Have you noticed that this is really going in the wrong direction, Kyle?
Oh, constantly. You know, most people would never even know what you're talking about, Vince. You know, when you pull those off of, I've repacked those bearings in the old four-wheel drive Chevy trucks. You know, up in the 80s and 70s, 80s, and up to about 86, I think, was about the last year that Chevrolet had those straight axle trucks, and they had bearings that was in there like that. You'd take the four-wheel drive adapter off and be able to take the bearings off with the hub and pop them out, re-grease them, put them back on. Yeah, I agree. You had seals put in there. But like you said, you know, the worst that most of the time would ever happen would be that the seal would start leaking, you know. And you'd have to go in there, and when you went in, you'd repack the bearings and put a new seal in and put it all back together, and you'd be ready to go again, you know, for another, you know, usually 100,000 miles or so.
Yeah, and those, I remember selling bearings back in the 70s, you know, for the front of a full-size American-made vehicle. $2, $3, you know, for a bearing set. The wheel seals were maybe less than a dollar a piece, maybe up to a dollar. Now we're looking at a couple hundred dollars to replace the equivalent, and it's a lot of work. And ultimately, what happens with these 20-pound hub assemblies? You just throw them away. So I was working on a new truck with Bam in the shop, and we're replacing a hub for a customer, and I looked at this hub, and it has this steel plate, and behind the steel plate that just pops off, it's just tapped into place, kind of a friction fit cover plate. I popped that off, and there was the bearing, and it didn't have very much grease in it, so I added a lot of grease. Now, for an additional 10 cents, maybe 10 cents, the manufacturer could put right where that plate is, punch a hole in the plate, and put a Zerk fitting in there. And the Zerk fitting would allow the customer to grease that sealed assembly that it would probably make it last the life of the vehicle. But they don't do it. Not one of the hubs I've seen has a greasable front axle bearing. I haven't seen one yet. Now, maybe somebody does, but I haven't seen one. And I've looked at AutoZone. I've looked at O'Reilly's. I've looked at Moog. I have M-O-O-G, which I believe is the best. I still have not yet seen a greasable front hub. Not one. In today's market.
No, I agree with that. Hey, Vince, speaking of that, I ran into a friend of mine the other day who has, I can't remember what year Dodge diesel he has. I think it's a 07, 08 Dodge diesel. Anyway, and he was saying he had to replace the left front wheel bearings in there, and by the time he got it out of the shop, it was over $400. I don't know of anything in the whole front end of those that are that expensive. I figured you have a couple of them.
That's true. He's right. We have a 1999 Dodge 3/4-ton pickup truck, and it has a Cummins 5.9-liter inline six-cylinder turbo diesel. It's probably the finest overall pickup truck you could buy for heavy-duty form work. Probably the best, because with 400,000 miles on it, we're still getting as much as 29 miles to the gallon, which is unheard of, right? 29 miles to the gallon with a real heavy 3/4-ton pickup truck. Well, we have gone through on the right side, the passenger side, we have gone through, I think, seven hubs so far. And the job is, of course, you take the wheel off, the entire wheel assembly, take that off. Then you remove the axle, and then you remove the axle nut. Then you remove the hub, and then you have to press out the studs because your new one, you're going to have to press the studs into. So it requires a 20-ton press. It requires a lot of labor. So it's a couple hours of labor. So if labor is $100 an hour and the minimum cost for the hub is $200, so $200 labor, $200 for the hub, it's $400. That's what it is. Now, this is the same kind of thing that could have been, all of this could have been prevented with just a simple Zerk fitting. A 10-cent Zerk fitting, maybe a 20-cent Zerk fitting with Biden inflation, and some grease. But, we don't have many failures here at the farm on our equipment that has grease fittings because we put a little bit of grease in each time. You don't want to over-grease it because you can break the rubber seals. And if you break the seal, then dirt's going to get it, and then you're going to have a failure. But if you just put a little bit of grease in to compensate for the grease that has worn, since the last time you greased it, which might be, a couple months ago, these parts last a really, really long time. If you keep water out of them, dust out of them, salt out of them, grit out of them, moisture out of them, and you grease them, they last a long time. So here we are with problems that are being caused by incredibly poor design. And the other thing that's happening is you used to be able to buy, and I don't think you can anymore, you used to be able to buy a hub for a car or a pickup truck with a lifetime warranty. Lifetime. And when they fail, you get a new one. And so the O'Reilly's parts store hates us because we've gone through seven hubs so far, seven free replacements, and they keep telling us it's our fault, which is nonsense. It's not our fault. It's these Chinese hubs that they don't, and when you open them up, you won't see much grease in them. It's like grease is on allocation, and they say, okay, well, take the amount of grease that you put in 10 hubs, one hub, and you've got to make that last for 10 hubs. So only put 1/10 of the grease in that you should. So it's not like I would pack it. I pack almost completely full the wheel bearing cavity, almost. You need to have some expansion room for heat. But I put a lot of grease in there so that I don't have the lubrication failures. But with the new parts, they don't. The warranty is from lifetime is down to 3 years. The 3-year hubs, they have a 1-year warranty on, and you can be sure that they're going to fail just after the 1 year. And they don't last. The ones that used to be a lifetime don't last 3 years. So the parts are really substandard. But there is a difference. There is a difference between the, if you look at the hubs and you say, well, you know, this one's got a 3-year warranty, this one's got a 1-year warranty, it's almost twice as much for the 3-year warranty as the 1-year warranty. They sure look similar. They're not. They're not. They're not the same. The quality is, it's not just a warranty difference. The quality of the part is way better in the 3-year warranty now than the 1-year warranty. That's the way I look at it. And the same thing is with batteries. You know, if you look at batteries that, you know, have a 1-year warranty versus a 3-year warranty, the 3-year warranty batteries are better. They last longer than the 1-year battery. Kyle, any comments on that?
Sure, yeah. And actually, you're correct, Vince, in the sense that, you know, the warranty anymore, definitely, not on all parts, though, because I've actually talked to the manager at O'Reilly's one time, and he was showing me these different, a couple of different parts that we were looking at, and he said, your 12-month and your 36-month, he said, they're the exact same thing. You just have to pay more in case we have to replace it. So really look at your parts and know what you're doing, you know, when you look, when you buy them. And what I was curious about, Vince, you know, there's always somebody that's an American that'll figure out a way to make things better. And there's an old boy, and I think it was in a little bitty journal that I used to get, and I think it was called Farm Journal. But it was all, this guy would have all kinds of inventions that farmers would come up with that they made out of different pieces of machinery that had failed. I'm reminded one time of a guy that took he had a swather, which is what cuts their wheat down and stuff, and the main head went bad, and he was right in the middle of the season, so there was replacing it was almost, you know, things would have ruined. It was cost effective for him to buy another good used swather, so he did. And this one, the one that broke, he just let it sit there until one day he figured out a way that he could take that head off of there and make a forklift out of it. And it was just an amazing thing. But in this magazine, they had the Dodge diesel pickup, and they have real trouble with the track bars on them wearing out. And there was an old boy, if I remember correctly, he was either in eastern Montana or North Dakota, that created his design of a track bar that had a lifetime warranty on it, said you put it on there, you will never have to replace it again, but if you do, we will give you one for free. And I thought to myself, you know, with all these hubs that you're having to replace, is there a way that a guy could figure out a way to drill a hole down into the cavity there somehow and mount a grease zert somehow from some direction in there, in that, you know, thread holes into the top of it so that you could squirt grease into there every once in a while? I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you could do that still.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There is. What I've done in lieu of that so far, that's my next step. But in lieu of that, I take the cap off and then I add the grease that the factory forgot to put in there. So I put much more grease in there and that'll make it last a lot longer. But what happens is the grease seems to dry out, and when that happens, it loses its lubricity. It doesn't want to travel to where it needs to go, and then the metal on metal occurs, and then you have the bearing failure, the hub bearing failure. But yes, that's the next step. Drill the hole in the cap and apply the grease gun. And you know, we have different grease guns for different purposes, and there's a lever action and there's a pistol grip, and they both have different uses. Maybe we'll talk about that when we come back. Kyle's with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation gain on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle's in Montana. And we kind of moved off to grease guns for just a minute. And here's the thing about grease guns. There's two main styles. One is called the pistol grip. And that is one where you can hold the entire grease gun with one hand and squeeze the grip, which will pump grease, typically through a flexible, high-pressure rubber hose. And it's a great handy tool, probably the most universal of types of all grease guns, the pistol grip. But the pistol grip, because it is a pistol grip, you can hold it, hold the whole grease gun with your right hand, place the zerk fitting on the, with the hose on with your left hand, and you squeeze the pistol grip. Now, it will pump less grease per pump than a lever action. A lever action is the old-fashioned type of grease gun. And it has a cylinder that you would hold with your left hand, assuming your right hand. It has a lever that you would pump the grease with your right hand. It's a longer lever than the pistol grip has. And it typically has a fixed metal tube with the coupler, with the zerk fitting coupler on the end. And it works really great if the zerk fitting that you're trying to grease is accessible because of the length and the size of this lever action type grease gun. It's not as handy as the pistol grip one, but it pumps more grease per pump. Now, we have both, and if you're going to buy one, I would say the pistol grip is the way to go. And then there's the electric ones, and I don't have one of those, you know, like a maybe made by DeWalt or Milwaukee. And there's even pneumatic ones that have been around since the 60s. But what I want to do is I don't want to burst the seal if I'm putting grease in a grease fitting. I want to feel the resistance of the grease going in. So I can tell, whoa, this thing's getting full. You know, that bearing cavity's getting full. I don't want to put any more grease in it with the grease gun. I can tell that with a mechanical one, like the pistol grip or the lever action. I would not be able to tell that with a battery-powered or pneumatic one. And I've seen many times where ball joints have been greased with a power-assisted grease gun, and the seals have been broken. And once that happens, the next thing that happens is the ball joints are going to have to be replaced, you know, maybe 10,000 miles later. Whereas they may never have to be replaced if they are carefully greased with a hand-operated grease gun. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah. Yep. I don't have any of those battery-powered grease guns at all either. I was going to ask you, Vince, I've had when up here where, you know, they deal with salt and we have winter and those kind of things a lot. I have had, when I was using packing bearings on wheel bearings and my trucks and stuff, I had extremely good luck with that red lithium grease that really was very sticky. It worked really well, and I was curious what you thought of that.
Probably 95% of all the grease we buy is that red, synthetic, very sticky, high-temperature grease. It works great for universal joints. It works great for the suspension components. It works great for wheel bearings. Works great for everything. The only exception, well, there are a couple exceptions. So if you're going to buy one, that's the one to buy for most purposes. Wheel bearings, hubs, universal joints, steering, suspension, those kinds of things. One exception is for Mercedes, they like to use a green colored grease. Now, green is more water resistant than the red. So for Mercedes, I will pack it with the green colored grease. Now, it's not because of the color of it. I'm not trying to match the original equipment green color. Because of the color, I'm matching it because of the additives in the grease package. So the moisture resistance, I try to keep that the same for Mercedes. But for the American vehicles, I like the red grease. For the tractors, I like the red grease. But then the red grease has gotten pretty expensive, as well as the green grease. And there's another grease that is quite excellent as well, and it's molybdenum disulfide grease. It's black. And it works really, really well, and I use that for slow speed applications. Like if I just have a bearing, which is a sleeve and a shaft, and it's slow moving out in the field, and I'm going to be using a lot of grease, I'll use the molybdenum disulfide for like a hay unroller. We'll be right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the season for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, at the beginning of COVID, I said to Bam, Bam is our son, B-A-M. It's short for Bam Bam, which was Fred Flintstone's neighbor's son, Barney Rubble. And Barney Rubble's son, Bam Bam. And so Bam, I said to Bam, I think grease is going to get in really short supply. I think we should get some. So we ordered 96 tubes of red grease. And we bought the STP brand. You can get that at AutoZone. It's just fine. It really is. And it works really well for us. And we paid $1.79 per tube for 96 tubes, 8 cases of 12. And I just looked up the price. It's only $7.49 a tube now. This is crazy. Absolutely crazy. And when I was a child, you could buy grease for 59 cents a tube, 49 cents a tube. Now it is $7.49 for this particular grease. Now, grease has evolved. There's no question about it. It has gotten better. And one of the things that made grease get better, I believe, is disc brakes. And you're wondering, how would disc brakes make grease better? Well, back in the 60s, we started moving from drum brakes to disc brakes. And the discs would get hotter and transfer the heat to the hub where the bearings rode. And the attempt to, what would happen is the grease would get liquefied very quickly with hard stops in hot weather on the front wheels of American cars. So they came out with a disc brake grease, which they called fibrous. They added fibers to the grease so that the grease would be less likely to sling off the hot surfaces and adhere longer. And ultimately, they came out with higher and higher and higher temperature grease. And one of those high temperature greases is this red grease that Kyle likes so much and I like so much, and rightfully so. It's a fabulous, fabulous grease. And one thing that you should do, class, before you, if you're going to grease anything, whether it be a lawnmower, and this red grease is fine for axles. It's great for pretty much everything you'd want to grease, including a lawnmower blade spindle bearings. But when you grease with a grease gun, you need to have a rag of some kind, whether it be a paper towel or something like that, and wipe off the zerk fitting. Get all the dirt off that, because the previous grease that was on there kind of protects the sealing ball and the zerk fitting, but it attracts grit. So if you just put a grease gun on there and you just start pumping grease, not only are you pumping new grease in there, you're pumping old grit that's attached to the old grease that's on the zerk fitting. So you want to wipe that off very, very well and make sure that you don't push grit into the bearing, which will actually cause the bearing to wear out probably faster than if you didn't grease it. Just a couple thoughts there. Kyle, any comments about that?
Absolutely. I carry a rag every single time I go to grease anything, and I always clean them off real well before I grease anything. I was wondering too, Vince, on your with the disc brakes and things like that, do you see that even the medium grade disc brakes are wearing out faster? Have you guys noticed that? I'm not sure if you really ever want to go to the most expensive pads, because, you know, they'll eat your rotor off. But I was just curious what you've been seeing in your shop.
Okay. So is your question about the brake pads, the good,
yeah,
better, and
the
best
brake
quality?
Brake pads themselves and or the rotors. The rotors seem to be thinner as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's what we've noticed. Class, I've said this before, so there's no change in my thinking here. When I have typically when you buy brakes at the big box automotive parts store, whether it be O'Reilly's or AutoZone or Pep Boys, pretty much, if you look, you can buy lifetime warranty brakes. That being the case, what I buy, believe it or not, is the least expensive ones. Now, I'm not on the racetrack, so I'm not driving a taxi cab. So where I'm stopping and stopping and stopping, like, you know, every couple of blocks or every block or every traffic light, it's not like that here. So our brake rotors, brake drums have a chance to cool off between stops. So I can buy the least expensive pads, disc brake pads. And the reason I do that is not completely for economic reasons in terms of spending less at the parts counter. It's because the less expensive pads are generally a softer brake material. And what I'm doing is there's two things that get eaten when you step on the brake. One is the brake pad, and the other is the brake rotor, the disc rotor. And I don't want to wear out the rotors. It's easy to replace pads. It's more difficult to replace rotors. So in most cases, I would rather replace the pads. And I'd rather sacrifice the pads and having them be softer and not chew up the rotors by being such aggressive pads. So the more expensive the pad is, generally speaking, the more heat resistant it is, the more panic stops you can make without brake pad failure and fade. But it's at the expense of chewing up the rotors. So, and wearing out the rotors faster. So I go for the least expensive, and that works great for me. Now, have I had to use the warranty because they've worn out? Yeah. Yeah, I have. But that's okay. And typically, most people don't do that because most people will have the brakes done at some shop, and they'll go from one shop to the next shop to the next shop, and they won't use the warranty on the brakes because they haven't stayed with the same shop. Now, in our case, when a customer wears out a set of brake pads, the pads are free. No cost for their pads because we replace them under warranty. We just charge for the labor to replace the pads. So that's the way I look at it, Kyle. But what's happening is some of the softer organic-type pads have been replaced with the semi-metallic pads. So the pads are getting harder, even though they're the less expensive pads. But I try to avoid, if I can, the really hard ceramic pads because they're rough on the rotors.
You know, Vince, you reminded me of something that's interesting. Many years ago when I left and I went to California for a while, and I lived down there, and I was renting from a guy. I was a single guy, and I was renting from a guy that worked for the Defense Department over on the coast. Excuse me. Anyway, he told me, he said, well, you know, I create things for them guys. I create all kinds of different materials and stuff like this. And of all things, he drove about 40 miles to get to his job site, and he drove a 1956 Chevy pickup, two-wheel drive pickup. And it was a Cherry. It was really nice, but it was all original. And so he told me one time, he said, in my spare time, I created a brake pad that will last forever. And I said, what? And he said, yeah. He said he was in the process of repacking the front bearings, and he took the hubs off of this. And he said, these brake pads have been on here for 120,000 miles. Is what he told me, because he would drive that truck every day. And I looked at those brake pads, and they looked brand spanking new. And so I looked at his hub that was there, that the brake shoes, I'm sorry, not pads, brake shoes were pressing against the hub, because it's four-wheel drum brakes on those. And the thing didn't look like it had ever been touched. And he said, these things will never wear out. And I thought, you know, that's interesting. I said, you ought to patent that. He said, nobody in their right mind would ever buy this and use it. You know, he said it wouldn't cost that much money, but he said you'd never have to replace them again. He's a long time ago, but you just reminded me of that when you're talking about the thickness, you know, the types of brake material. So I know there's a way, probably, I'm sure there's a way to do it. Because I saw his, that was and it literally looked like brand new. Well, I mean, you know, they had some little tiny bit of dust on it and that kind of thing, because you'd always have that inside the drum. Mm-hmm. But I was just stunned, because he said those were like, they were about 94% after that many miles, they were about 94% as thick as when he had started.
Well, and also, class, for you and me and Kyle, with the brake materials that we can buy, one of the factors is the conditions upon which you drive. So if you're driving down dirt roads, there's a lot of silica that comes up, you know, abrasive grit from dirt roads and gravel roads. I mean, it is really brutal, and it's very hard, and it's very sharp if you look at it under a microscope, and it tears up the brake rotors, and wherever it lands, it tears up. That's why they say for severe duty, change your oil more often, They might say you could go 5,000 miles for an oil change, but in severe duty, you might have to change your oil every 1 or 2,000 or 3,000 miles. That means dust in the air to get those particles that have been eaten by the engine, you know, get that out of the oil. Well, same thing is with brake pads. Now, if you, a taxi cab is, you know, stop, start, stop, start. That's rough on transmissions. It's rough on motor mounts. It's rough on everything, including brakes. But if you drive long distances where the stops are not all that frequent, and if you drive using inertia, meaning you anticipate acceleration. If you're going down a hill and you're going to be going up a hill right after that, you know, you use your inertia drive and you accelerate a little bit down the hill. And I'm not advising you to exceed the speed limit because that's where speed traps are, but at the bottom of the hill. But you know, you'll be able to use less fuel than if you don't drive with inertia in mind. And the same thing is with braking. So you anticipate braking and you take your foot off the accelerator before the last second and have, you know, a hard stop. So if you do those things, brake pads, everything will last longer. And so how long do brake pads last me? About 100,000 miles. At least. So I'm real careful. You know, some people would probably not want to be behind me. It's not like I drive like a senior citizen. It's not like that at all. I drive normally. But I guess normal is slower than everybody else. because most people are in a hurry today. And I'm really generally not in a hurry. Because I know that if I'm in a hurry, that means I didn't leave enough time. That means I'm on the razor's edge. And that means that I'd probably want to be tailgating and passing in a no-passing zone and things like that. And I don't want to do any of that. So I don't do those things because I leave earlier. And make sure that I have enough time to get there and anticipate that there's going to be road construction and accidents and stupid things ahead of me. So all that being said, my vehicles last a really long time because I don't drive them as most people drive theirs. And what I have seen, Kyle, when you're talking about brakes, the disc rotors, yes, they are failing. And the reason is I believe that people are panic stopping. They're overloading their vehicles, you know, their trucks, too much load, hot weather, slamming on the brakes repeatedly, and then the brake rotors wear. And then the next thing is when you go to stop, it feels like the wheels are shimmying. Or it feels like the wheels are out of balance when you're driving straight ahead. And that's because
life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lessons for today. So why don't you go first?
Okay. You reminded me of a story by the way you were talking about the way people are driving and running up and jamming on their brakes. There used to be a guy that I worked with, and we called him the inventor or the scientist. We'd tease him about that all the time because he only lived about 8 minutes from the job site where we were working, the place where we would all take off, and he was always late. And we used to tell him, you know, the invention of leaving your house at the time you're supposed to be at work and thinking that your vehicle is going to make time that isn't working. You really need to find a new trade because being a scientist or inventor using your car is not working. So anyway, that's the way he would drive. He was pedal to the metal and then hard on the brakes just trying to get to work, and he was always late. But folks, you better get what you need because you can see that these things are coming. The trouble's coming. The migrants are still pouring across the border. Think about the fact that all these black and African people are coming across our southern border. How they get from Africa to Mexico. Think about that. This is all planned, and you're fixing to have to deal with the consequences. But the stuff Vince and I tell you are stuff that you should buy and take care of and have on hand as soon as you possibly can, because when the balloon goes up in this country, you're not going to be able to get any of it. And it's so close. I can't even hardly believe they've kicked the can down the road this long. Your comments, Vince.
Well, I want to talk about LED lighting for just a minute. So, class, when we built our house 19 years ago, we selected can lights, recessed lighting. These are cans that are upside down in the ceiling. There's two styles. One is insulation contact, and one is non-insulation contact. The insulation contact ones are insulated to keep the heat in the can. The ones that are non-insulation contact, meaning let's say you have insulation in the attic and you're looking at a ceiling and the floor, your fixture is in the would be the floor of the attic, so there'd be insulation around it. You can't have the insulation contact because it can set a fire with the paper and tar backing for the insulation. So keep the insulation away from the ceiling, the can light. Well, what happened was those can lights would let the heat into the attic, which was a good thing. The the ones that would allow you to have insulation contact in the can is what we used. The problem is that they insulate the so well, keep the heat in the can, and they were designed for incandescent light fixtures or light bulbs. The problem is that when we retrofitted to LEDs, it trapped the LED heat in the can. Now, LEDs really get hot. There's this myth that they don't get hot. Not true. The electronics of the LED lights get really hot. So hot you can burn your fingers with them. On a regular screw-in Edison-type bulb, there's a heat sink there. If you touch that after it's been running, it can be 170, 180 or more degrees. Seriously. So you get hot. And the problem is when you have an LED retrofit, which is a bezel plus an LED light plus the electronics that replaces the baffle and the incandescent light bulb in your can lights, there's no place for the heat to go. So these LEDs cook, and they last about 18 months, and then they burn themselves up. So what I figured out was I tried a little experiment. I pulled all the LED retrofit kits down like an eighth of an inch from the ceiling. Now, it doesn't look good, but it allows the heat to escape, and I think they're going to last twice as long. Now, why would I care about that when they have a five-year warranty? Because at some point, these companies are going to go out of business, and I'm not going to be able to get lights. So the idea is to make what I have last longer, and that's how I'm going to do it. So literally what I'm going to do is on the top side of the trim ring, between the ceiling and the trim ring, I'm going to install a spacer. And I'm not sure if it's going to be cork or what, but it's probably going to be about an eighth of an inch tall, three of them in three positions, so that it will fit squarely on the ceiling. So it's three spacers at 0, 100, and 240 degrees around the circle of the trim ring. I think that will space it enough to allow some heat to escape and the LED electronics that has the heat trapped in the can to escape. Kyle, did I explain that? So
yeah, you did. I picture it really well. Heat is never your friend when you're dealing with automotive, whether you're dealing with electrical, whether you're dealing with anything, unless you're dealing with a little type of heater where you're trying to keep warm. If it isn't specifically designed for that, it's never your friend. And electric motors, any motors.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely true. And so, class, if you have one of the things that you need to think about is if you get taken by some vendor, merchant, seller, and use a credit card, you can dispute that charge with your credit card company. The telephone number is right on the card, right on the back of your credit card. Call them up, tell them what happened, but you got to do it within 30 days. And most likely you're going to get your money back, if you're right. Now, don't do it if you're not, if it's not a bona fide case of deception or fraud or bad product, don't do it. Only if you are correct. Kyle, thank you so much. See you in a couple weeks.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.